I'll say there was.
The navigator almost exploded in relief.
Or rather, I think now that there was. But I can't describe any of it very well. Everything was getting fainter all the time, and I thought I must be imagining most of it.
You weren't imagining a thing, the lensman began, only to be interrupted by Haines.
Hell's jingling bells, that worthy shouted. If you know what it is, spill it.
Think I know, but not quite sure yet. Got to check it. Can't get it from him. He's told everything he really knows. He didn't really see anything. It was practically invisible. Even if he had tried to describe the whole performance, you wouldn't have recognized it. Nobody could, except Wurzel and I, and possibly Van Buskirk. I'll tell you the rest of what actually happened, and Zilpik can tell us if it checks. His features grew taut. His voice became hard and chill. I saw it done once. Worse, I heard it. Saw it and heard it. Clear and plain. Also, I knew what it was all about. So I can describe it a lot better than Zilpik possibly can. Every man of that crew was killed by torture. Some were flayed alive, as Zilpik said. Then they were carved up slowly and piecemeal. Some were stretched, pulled apart by chains and hooks on racks. Others twisted on frames, boiled little by little, picked apart bit by bit, gassed, eaten away by corrosives, one molecule at a time, pressed out flat, as though between two plates of glass, whipped, scourged, beaten gradually to a pulp. Other methods, lots of them, indescribable. All slow, though, extremely painful. Greenish-yellow light, showing the aura of each man as he died. Beams from somewhere, possibly invisible, consuming the auras. Check, Zilpik.
Yes, sir, it checks,
the Chickladorian exclaimed in profound relief, then added carefully,
that is, that's the way the torture was, exactly, sir. But there was something funny, a difference about their fading away. I can't describe what was funny about it, but it didn't seem so much that they became invisible as that they went away, sir, even though they didn't go any place.
That's the way their system of invisibility works. Got to be. Nothing else will fit into it.
The overlords of Delgon, Haines rasped sharply. But if that's a true picture, how in all the hells of space did this Zilpik, alone of all the ship's personnel, get away clean? Tell me that.
Simple, the gray lensman snapped back sharply. The rest were all Raedalegians. He was the only Chickladorian aboard. The overlords simply didn't know he was there, didn't feel him at all. Chickladorians think on a wave nobody else in the galaxy uses. You must have noticed that when you felt him with your lens. It took me half a minute to synchronize with him.